A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 7, verse 6, and then verses 12 to 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls in front of pigs, for they may trample them and then turn on you and tear you to pieces. So, always treat others as you would like them to treat you. That is the meaning of the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, since the road that leads to perdition is wide and spacious, and many take it. But it is a narrow gate and a hard road that leads to life, and only a few find it." The Gospel of the Lord. There is no teaching of Jesus that is more challenging than the one we hear today. Treat others as you would like to be treated yourself. How do I want to be treated? I would like people to be kind and thoughtful in my regard. I would like them to treat me generously, to forgive my rudeness and sarcasm, to forget my thoughtlessness and selfishness, to preserve my dignity even when I should be ashamed. That is a big ask. I know I have a long way to go if I can claim I treat others as I would like to be treated myself. I would need to become a much more sensitive person. Society doesn't challenge me either. We're encouraged to hit first before our neighbours get a chance to hit us. We say to people, "You have to earn my respect. My love is conditional on your behaviour." We know about the dreadful conditions of millions of refugees and yet are afraid to help them because, well, they could be terrorists. Where do we turn for examples of this teaching of Jesus? I know I can rely on my family and my little community of the Thomas More Centre, but I also see signs of it everywhere, in soup kitchens and homeless shelters, in Doctors Without Borders, and St. Vincent de Paul groups. These are the people who generously treat others as they would like to be treated. Am I willing to join them?